regarding the issue of the su'uda. Okay, so we discussed what to do about the su'uda regarding chametz versus egg matzah. So we're not going to do that today. We did already went 2 days on that, daven very early, and either we eat egg matzah or chametz. We discuss all the different inyanim, different reasons, and different ideas and approaches, v'chulu v'chulu. Today I want to discuss very briefly, just a little bit of follow-up, regarding shalosh su'udais. We know that on Shabbos there is a mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos. Question is, how does one go about eating the third meal of shalosh su'udais, erev Pesach, shechal liyos b'Shabbos? So there are basically three approaches. Approach number one is that your Shabbos morning meal should be divided into two meals. In addition to getting up very early and davening Shachar Shabbos morning very, very early, and eating either egg matzah or eating chametz, but at some point in time you have to bench, and then have a break. A break, how long should the break be? There are many different opinions. Some will tell you 10 minutes is a break. Some will tell you a half an hour. Some will tell you an hour. Some will tell you have to go outside of your home. Roy, if you learned the Daf Yomi not that long ago, a few days ago, there's a principle called a Shinui Makom, Roye Penei Hashuk, to go outdoors, walk around the block. In addition to waiting about 10 minutes, then you're all set, then you sit down, you wash again, you have a second meal, and that's called a significant hefsek, and it's not a violation of making a bracha shenitzricho, you're having your two meals, and you do the same thing by the second meal, you do by the first meal. The second meal, you're either going to eat egg matzah, or you're going to eat chametz and take all the precautions and go through the whole spiel all over again. Okay, so that's the first mahalach, is to divide up your Shabbos morning meal into two meals. We're going to come back and talk about this in a moment. The second basic option is eat like a mensch. Have one normal meal in the morning, daven very early, you eat your meal, you finish the chametz by the zman iser achilas chametz, and then you bench, and you do whatever you want to do, whatever you ordinarily do on Shabbos. And in the afternoon, after Chatzos, you can't eat bread anymore. That's impossible, because the only bread you can actually have would be matzah, because after Chatzos, it's already the Zman Isra Achilas Chametz, and you're not allowed to eat matzah after Chatzos, for sure, because of the principle of Boil Adusasai. And you can't eat egg matzah. A healthy person cannot eat egg matzah, because egg matzah we do not eat after chatzos, because we are machmir to treat it as chametz. It's not chametz, but we're machmir not to eat egg matzah after chatzos. So what is one to do? Well, you can be mekayim shalosh su'udais with other foods. Fruit, chocolate, lady fingers. Some of the kosher Pesach cookies or matzah balls, knedlach, if you eat gebrox, whatever you want, but you can't wash. And that's fine. Whatever you want, and you eat it, l'shei mitzvas su'udat shlishit, in honor of the third meal. And then there's the best option. Option of Moshe Feinstein, Aderech HaShulchan, this is my favorite option. Don't eat anything. You are exempt. There is no shalosh su'udais erev Pesach shechal liyos b'Shabbos. No different than Yom Kippur. What happens when Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos? What do you do? What do you do when Yom HaKippurim comes out on Shabbos? How are you mekayim the three meals? You have an obligation. Some hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Zochares Yama Shabbos l'kadoshoy, and there's a mitzvah of the korosol Shabbos oinek. How is one mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating three meals when Shabbos falls out, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? You know the answer is you don't. You potter. Yom Kippur comes. Yom Kippur tells you you don't have three meals. You fast. That is the mitzvah hayoyim. Rav Moshe says, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there is no Shalosh Shudas. No different than when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's just impossible to eat food because you're fasting. The way you eat a third meal is with bread. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Do you do it the whole year round? None of our business. No one's asking you questions what you do the whole year round. But technically, the proper way to eat a meal is to wash, to eat bread, and to eat maybe a little fish, and enjoy yourself with something that you enjoy eating, and then you bench. No, so you'll tell me, you know, you can be makel, you don't need to have bread, you can have mezonos, you can have fruit, you can have this, you can have that. Okay, but that's leniency. It's the proper way to really eat a third meal is with bread. If you can't do it the way it's meant to be done, which is impossible, it is impossible to eat the third meal the way it's meant to be done, that is a signal from Chazal or from the Torah that there is no third meal on this Shabbos. And to tell me you should divide up your Shabbos morning meal into two? So first of all, you're getting involved in all the questions of a brocha, she'ena tzricha. If you're eating a meal and you're going to bench and wash again, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go and make a brocha that are not necessary. Number two, who says you can fulfill the mitzvah of sholosh seudos in the morning? The Rambam clearly holds you do not fulfill sholosh seudos any moment before midday. Each meal has its territory. Each meal has its zone. And there's no overlap. There's a meal that takes place at night. There's a meal that takes place by Shabbos morning. And there's a meal that takes place in Shabbos afternoon. What's this business of taking the Shabbos morning zone territory and making a two-state solution Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning is Shabbos morning. There's a Suda Shabbos. This is not Israel. This is not a two-state solution. Oh, there's room for you, and there's room for you. Shalosh Shudis doesn't belong here. Shalosh Shudis is in the afternoon. So Rav Moshe says, forget it. There's no Shalosh Shudis. Have a nice day. Rav Moshe says this, and I think also Aruch HaShulchan says this, and that's the end. No Shalosh Shudis Erev Shabbos Shechal Yisrael Pesach. Now let's go back and discuss the other reasons. And the Mishnah Berura says no. The Mishnah Berurah is very common. Rav Moshe argues very often, not very often, but often enough on the Mishnah Berurah. The Chavetz Chaim disagrees. The Chavetz Chaim, it's very typical of the Chavetz Chaim's worldview. The Chavetz Chaim is like, you know, there are certain patterns you see in Piskei Halacha. The Chavetz Chaim is on a mission to satisfy everyone. That's the derech of Mishnah Berurah. L'kayim divrei shneim. And Mishnah Berurah paskins, you should have two meals. You should break up your seuda into two meals. So you'll see people that are very passionate about this. They will break up their seuda into two meals. They're going to go walk around the block. L'kayim, the holy words of the Chafetz Chaim. He held that's the proper thing to do. And it is a bit controversial. Now I'll tell you why it's controversial. First of all, the issue is, as I said before, when is the Iker Zman of Shalosh Seudos? I just told you before, this moment ago, the Rambam clearly states each meal has its zone, its time, its territory. The night meal, the morning meal, and the afternoon meal, and there is no overlap. And you cannot be yotzei one with the other. From Tosfos, it's mashma, it's not so. From Tosfos, it's mashma, and come Shabbos, the only thing that is necessary is that you eat three meals during the day. You figure out when, where, and how. Now, a normal person has one at night, one by day, one in the afternoon, but technically speaking, I'll give you a nafkamin l'halacha, I'll give you a few nafkamin l'halacha, it's very interesting. According to the Rambam, let's say you sleep. This is the halacha. So it's not like the Rambam, but the halacha is, let's say a person he sleeps the whole Friday night, or he's not feeling well, he's nauseous, he can't eat, and he skips the Friday night meal. The halacha is that you're obligated Shabbos day to have three meals. And you should work out your day to wash three times. There's a mitzvah on Shabbos. It says the word Hayoim in the parasha of the Mon when Moshe Rabbeinu told him about Shabbos. Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lois Simsoin Basodeh. Hashem says to Moshe, three times the word Hayoim Chazal Darshan, the Raisa somehow, the Raisa, three meals. According to Tosfos, you get those three meals in. You find a way, if you, for whatever reason, did not have a meal Friday night, so Shabbos day, divide up your meals, your time, where you will eat three meals during the day. So if that's true, Friday night, if you can omit, skip a meal Friday night, and you can make it up Shabbos morning by having two meals in the morning, so on a day like this, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, where you cannot eat Sholosh Su'udos, so make it up by bringing the third meal into the morning and dividing your meal and having two meals.
Which is preferable, doing that or having fruit in the afternoon?
So you're asking a very good question. So Mordechai is asking, what is preferable? Should you do that or have fruit in the afternoon? Well, many will tell you do both. Because according to the Rambam, you're not Yoytze. Tosfos appears to say that lechatchila you can have your three meals anytime during the day. You can even skip the night meal and make sure by day you have three meals. The Rambam, you're not Yoytze. According to the Rambam, if you miss the night meal, that's it. It's a mu'uvas she'eino yachol l'skoy. If you miss the Shabbos morning meal, it's a mu'uvas she'eino yachol l'skoy, and you cannot bring the shalosh shudas into the morning. So Rav Mordechai is asking, what should you do? What if you have a choice? Should you divide up your two meals, or should you follow the Rambam? And you have to have three meals in the right time. But being that the third meal cannot possibly take place in the morning, so the only way you can have a third meal in the afternoon is to have fruit, to have another dish in honor of Shabbos. So the truth is, well, it depends. If you hold like Tosfos, that's the only choice. If you hold like the Rambam, that each meal has its own zone, then the only thing you can possibly do is to have fruit in the afternoon. If you hold like Tosfos, no, you can do better. You can have a bread meal in the morning. So if you want to be Mekayim Divrei Shneihem, and you want to gain some weight over Pesach, if you want to Mekayim Divrei Shneihem, so then you can have two bread meals in the morning, and you can eat fruit in the afternoon. So you Mekayim Divrei Shneihem. Are you obligated to Mekayim Divrei Shneihem? I don't think so. And don't forget, Rav Moshe holds that there's no obligation, period. Rav Moshe obviously is going with the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam holds each meal in its own zone, and since you can't have a bread meal, so why bother? You don't have to have anything less than that. That sets the tone of what the halacha is. Now, here's the question, here's the challenge. This idea, according to Tosfos, that you can have three meals during the day, anytime you want, appears to work with the principle called tashlumen. What happens if you forget, or not forget, an accident, you are unavailable, oinis, you were tied up with a real emergency, and you were not able to daven mincha? So what's the halacha? Everyone knows the halacha. So you daven a double ma'ariv. Comes ma'ariv, you daven shmona esrei ma'ariv twice. The first meal is ma'ariv. The first shmona esrei is ma'ariv. And the second shmona esrei is a hashlama for mincha. Let's say chas v'shalom is shachris. So what do? You daven mincha twice. You daven a double shmona esrei for mincha. The first shmona esrei is for mincha. The second shmona esrei is a hashlama for shachris. So it appears that if a person, he misses the Friday night meal, and it's now Shabbos morning, so you miss the Friday night meal. So what do? Tashlumen, eat two meals. Eat, first meal is going to be a Shabbos morning meal, and the second meal you're going to eat is going to be to make up for your Friday night meal. So now what do we want to say? Oh, let's go further. Since now you know that today in the afternoon you're not going to be able to eat Shalosh Shudas, So what are you going to do? So let's now take the afternoon meal and let's do hashlama tashlumin and bring it into the morning. Problem is, you don't find any precedent anywhere in halacha that you can do tashlumin backwards. This is not the twilight zone. There's no going backwards in time. The principle of tashlumin is going forward. If you miss something in the past, then you can double up now to make up for what you've missed. But there's no such thing as going backwards. I know that I'm not going to be able to do something in the future, so now I want to do it twice right now. Purim night, it's interesting. Purim night, someone asked me to come over and lay in the Megillah for them. Purim night. So I came over, I laid in the Megillah, and there was a woman there, a very nice woman, and she went to shul, she heard the Megillah, and she happened to be in this home where I was coming to lay in the Megillah for this woman who could not leave her home. And she said, "Oh, you're laying the Megillah? Can I ask you a question? Can I listen to the Megillah now again? I went to shul tonight. I want to listen again. And that way, I won't have to go to shul tomorrow morning. Because I heard the Megillah twice." It's ridiculous. I said, "Very nice. It'd be very nice." I said, "No, you can't do that. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as, you know what? Tomorrow, I don't want to do it. So let me do tashlumin in advance." There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You have to hear the Megillah at night. You hear the Megillah by day. And anyway, by Megillah, there's no such thing as tashlumin. Anyway, to begin with, I'm just going to give you this an example. There's no such thing. So who says that this concept of taking the meal by day in the morning and dividing it into two even works? There are two reasons why you would want to say that it works. Number one, you'll say the approach that there's no zman. You can have the meal whenever you want. You have three meals during the day whenever you want. Okay, if that's the way you want to understand Tosfos, that's fine. If you want to learn that the reason why you can break up the meal into two parts in the morning is because it's going to work midin tashlumin, no less than the halacha, if a person missed the Friday evening meal, he's able to eat a double meal in the morning, which makes it for the Friday evening meal, and you want to apply that principle going forward, that being that I'm not going to be able to eat Shalosh Sudas, so now in the morning I'll have two meals, and one will be considered tashlumin for the Shalosh Sudas meal that I'm not going to eat in the afternoon, midin tashlumin, that is a tremendous chiddush. Because nowhere do you find such a principle of tashlumin when it comes to when you're going into the future. I'll give you another example of tashlumin. A lot of people were talking about this, like this Pershah, this really was Kisitsa, was when the 1 year anniversary where the shuls were shut down and almost no one heard Parashas Kisitsa and no one heard Bitsi where Parashas Vayakal Bekudei. And then finally when people came back, they came back to shul, there was a question of how many parashas should you make up. There is such a principle in Shulchan Aruch that if you miss a parasha the following week, you lay in two parashas, you can make it up, tashlumin. You can make it up. But generally, this law is based on the laws of tashlumin of Shmona Esrei. And with regard to Shmona Esrei, the most you can make up is one tefillah. If you miss Shachris, you can make up Shachris by saying Shmona Esrei twice at Mincha. But you cannot make up a Shachris at Ma'ariv. If a person misses Shachris at Mincha, and now it's Ma'ariv, there is no such thing as davening Shmona Esrei three times. So many want to say that when it comes to Kriya Satorah, if you miss one parasha, the following week, you can make up both parashas. You can make up last week and this week, Tashlumin. But you can't make up more than 2 weeks. I told this to someone, they basically said they didn't want to, of course, give me any credit for this. They thought it was a little bit strange, but they basically acknowledged that it really holds water. But the entire din of if you miss a parsha and you lay in a second parsha, the following week that you can make up is midin tashlumin. What does that mean? You know what that means? It means, think about this. Let's just theoretical case. This week is Parashas Vayikra. Let's say a person misses Parashas Vayikra. Let's say even the whole shul misses Parashas Vayikra, and everyone comes Parashas Tzav. So what do you do? So halacha l'maisa, what are you going to do? You're going to learn both Parashas Vayikra and Parashas Tzav. That's what we're going to do halacha l'maisa. But really, you know what you should really do? Me'ikra hadin. Me'ikra hadin, when you miss Parashas Vayikra and you come to shul for Parashas Tzav, you should learn 7 aliyos Parshas Tzav, and then lane another 7 aliyos of Parshas Tzav all over again. You know what I'm saying? If the din of missing one parsha, if you miss one parsha, the halacha is you can make up only one parsha. If you miss Parshas Vayikra, so the following week you can make it up. That's what we follow. Why? It comes from the sugya of Tashlumin. Just like when you miss a Shemoneh Esrei, you miss a Tefillah, the next Tefillah, you daven twice, and that makes up for the missing Tefillah. When you miss a Tefillah and you come to the next Tefillah and you make it up, how do you make it up? First you daven that current Tefillah, and then you daven another Shemoneh Esrei in honor of the Tefillah that you missed. But when you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei, you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei based upon the time that you are in right now. If a person misses Mincha and it's not Rosh Chodesh, and then when it comes Maariv, it's Rosh Chodesh, and a person misses Mincha of a weekday, of not Rosh Chodesh, and now when it's Maariv, it's Rosh Chodesh, you daven a double Shemoneh Esrei. The first Shemoneh Esrei is Rosh Chodesh, and the second Shemoneh Esrei is Rosh Chodesh. Oh, but the second Shemoneh Esrei coming to make up for Shemoneh Esrei, which you don't say Yalav Yavo. Who cares? Right now, it's Rosh Chodesh. So right now, when you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei to make up for the missing Mincha, you're going to say Yalav Yavo. Take that pattern and follow exactly the same thing when it comes to Hashlama, Tashlumin, for missing a parasha. What is the Tashlumin? The Tashlumin is for missing, for not hearing the words of Parashas Vayikra? Is that what the Tashlumin is? No. The Tashlumin is you missed out on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And you missed out on Kriyas HaTorah. And when there's Kriyas HaTorah, there are 7 aliyos. You missed out. So what are you going to do next week? It's Parashat Tzav. Okay, let's make up what we missed out on. It's not important, the words. Right now, it's Parashat Tzav. Lane Parashat Tzav. Because this week is Parashat Tzav. When the laning is over, now we're going to be Mekayim Tashlumin. Let's lane Parash, but it's also Parashat Tzav. Parashat Vayikra is gone. You want to lane Parashat Vayikra, so go read it privately. Today is Parashat Tzav. And you want to have Mekayim Tashlumin. You missed out on Kriyas HaTorah. So we're going to lane again Parashat Tzav, 7 aliyos. That's really what should come out. That really is what makes sense. When you go to the sources of what do you do when you miss out a parasha, that really is what, if you want to tell me that it's pure tashlumin for missing Kriyas HaTorah, that's the way it should be. I told this to a rav or two, and I got some strange looks, but they came around to acknowledge that what I was saying makes a lot of sense. Any event, that's not the minhag. The minhag is, there really is no minhag because this never happened before. And even when it did happen last year, it wasn't relevant because we were out of shul for months. So it didn't really, it wasn't very relevant anyway, the whole question. Any event, coming back now, that this din of Hashlama is going forward. There's no such thing as going backwards. No such thing as, I'm not going to come to shul next week. I'm not planning on being in shul next week. I'm going skiing next week, and there's going to be no shul in sight. So I'm not going to Kriyas HaTorah. So this Shabbos, let me lay in 2 parashiyos. There's no such thing. So the same thing, when it comes to your sholosh seudos. Oh, in the afternoon, I can't eat bread. So you know what? Let me do tashlumin right now. That's ridiculous. There's no din tashlumin in the future. Some say, no, there is. Who says you can't go... Who says he can't live in the twilight zone? Why not? And the other approach is that the truth is the su'udos of Shabbos are not etched in stone. You can put the su'udos wherever you want. Now, this sefer I have over here, the Mechaber, he told me he asked this question to some gedolim, and they didn't like his question. They got very upset with his question. He said, according to Tosfos, who holds that Erpes Shchalios b'Shabbos, that in general, when it comes to a su'uda, the obligation is to have your su'udos during the day at any time that you want. So squeeze them in. And therefore, what's the proof? The proof is if he does not eat the Friday night meal, then the halacha is that he should eat three meals by day and arrange your day so you can eat three meals in a normal way. So listen to this solution.
I'm sorry, but to interrupt for 1 minute, I think that the reason that Shluman meant that they would read the parsha because people didn't have chumashim. The only way they heard the parsha is by reading the Kriyas HaTorah, which was the only thing available. And so that if they didn't read parshas Vayikra that year, they wouldn't hear parshas Vayikra for a whole year.
So that's the question.
So now we could be Mama Sedra in our houses. Okay, so what you're saying makes sense. But then the minute became to do it, to actually lay the parsha that you missed, because otherwise you didn't hear the parsha. You wouldn't have it unless you knew it by heart.
So that's right. That's right. That's all right. That's part of the question. Obviously, the minute is so then what would you say? You should first lay Tzav,
right?
And then they should lay Vayikra.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. You can't lean backwards.
No, I understand. So then lay by your crop first.
That's wrong.
The understanding was for me the way it was supposed to be done, the way I'm not sure if this is what I was taught or the way I understood it, was that I would lay parshas Vayikra. It's like when you're laning Kol HaBechor and you're laying Aseh Ta'aseh, you go right through Aseh Ta'aseh without any stops on Shmini Atzeres, if it's not Shabbos. And then you go till the first Aliyah in Kol HaBechor, like normal. So the same thing here, you would lay Vayikra nonstop and stop by the first Aliyah in Tzav.
Right, so that's problematic because Vayakal Pekudei, every time you have two parshas, it's a very big hakpada not to give one parsha more chashivus than another. Aser to aser, it's one kriya. It's not. You're not spanning parshas. On Shabbosos, each parsha has its territory, and giving more weight to do one aliyah for a whole parsha, and giving another parsha six aliyos, some of the mefarshim find that very problematic. And they have rayas. They talk about being hoisaf. They have rayas and being on a parsha when you have on a week. On a regular Shabbos, you can make as many hoisafes as you want.
Right.
But when you're laying a double parsha, according to some opinions, you can't make hoisafes, because
right.
Where are you going to make the hoisafes in the second parsha?
You have to. That's the only place.
It's not fair. That's an insult to the other parsha. In Aser to Aser, it's just one. What's one kriya? So where do you stop? So big deal. You stop here. You stop there. It's not. That's not a big deal.
But it's from the halachically, you're allowed to make on when you get into the second parsha, you're allowed to make hoisafes.
Right. So there are different opinions. Generally, on a regular week, you can make as many hoisafes as you want. But on when there are two parshiyos, making of hoisafes, there are some opinions that hold. When you lane two parshiyos, no hoisafes. So when you're dealing with tashlumin and you're making two parshiyos, okay, this is a different topic. I just wanted to bring out this point because of its relevance.
Yeah,
for,
but it would have to be the reason for the tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if it's the shogeg, because if it's an oinis, it's oinis rachmana patria.
No, just the opposite. Just the opposite. If only when it's an oinis, you have tashlumin. If you're a shogeg,
but it depends on what the situation was.
Right, so here, certainly you're an oinis.
What does the Gemara in Ma'ikot say? What is the reason? Is not going being oil or regal, is it when you do it the second day of Sukkot or Pesach, is it tashlumin or is it a new mitzvah every day? So it makes a difference in halacha. Is the a new mitzvah to shake the lulav on day number two, or is it tashlumin? In other words, if you couldn't be oil or regal because your foot hurt, but you went to the doctor and he fixed you, took out your ingrown toenail, and now you can walk. The first day you were potter. Is it tashlumin day number two, or is day number two a new halacha to still be oil or regal? That's the Gemara's
question. Okay, but that case you might have been part of Lagarmi. Here,
right,
this is a big topic. I don't want to get into it, I just touch upon that, for just to bring out the point that Tashlumin generally is going forward.
All of
the examples, you don't find such a hechatimsa where I'm not coming to shul next Shabbos. I'm going on vacation. I'm going skiing. That's the way it is. Don't start up with
so
me.
So what did they say about benching back-to-back, washing and benching? Like you finish and you go, but people used to do that. There were people who didn't.
You have to be mafsik. You have to be mafsik. You're not allowed to. It's a brocha shein etzricha. That's a separate issue that we said before. You have to have 10 minutes. You have to have a half. Now you have to go outside. We mentioned that. That's a separate issue. Brocha shein etzricha. That's a separate. That we discussed that before. That's a separate issue. That if you're going to take the approach of having two meals, you must be mafsik between the two meals. Okay. I don't know. So let's review. Now here's the question. This is the question. The mechaber of the sefer. He asked this question of Rabbi Hollander. I'm telling you over here things from not entirely, but from the sefer called Simchas HaMoadim, from Rabbi Hollander. What was his first name? Of Simcha Halevi Hollander. He just put out now. I saw online in Svarim Chatter, volume number 4 of this series, and but he says he asked the following question. It's a great question. According to the people that say that on Shabbos, according to the Shizus HaTosfos, that holds that there's really no setzman during the day when you eat your three meals, and that's why if a person forgets to eat, is not able to eat the Friday night meal, he should eat by day three meals, and therefore there's really no setzman when you're supposed to eat the third meal, and you can eat lichatchila the third meal early in the morning. So therefore, it's a very simple solution: just break up your Shabbos morning meal into two, and you mekayim the mitzvah in its full glory by having two meals before the zman soif achilas chametz. I have a better solution, he said. Why not have two meals at night? By day, you're in a rush. Shabbos morning, you're davening very early. You're going to daven, I don't know what time you're going to daven, 6:45, 6:30, 7 o'clock. You're going to come home. You're going to be in a rush. You're very nervous. You have to eat the chametz or whatever you have to do. Oh, we have to divide up the meal also. We have to bench and have a break and go outside for a walk around the block. No, there's too much for me. A simple solution. At night, no one's in a rush. At night, you'll daven. What time are you going to daven? 7 o'clock, 7:30, I don't know, whatever time this man is, you'll daven 7 o'clock, you'll come home, you'll have your Suda Shabbos, you'll eat egg matzah, eat chametz, whatever you want. And at night it's much better. At night is much more lenient. To eat egg matzah, to eat chametz, to eat egg matzah at night is much more lenient, or you know, all the issues are much more lenient at night because the Isra of eating matzah by day, by matzah primarily is in the morning, not at night. And then you go to a Shalom Zachar. Go find a Shalom Zachar somewhere in the neighborhood. Someone must have had a boy somewhere, right? You go to a Shalom Zachar, and then you come back from the Shalom Zachar, and you sit down and you wash a second time, and have your second meal. And then Shabbos morning, you'll have your third meal. Brilliant. What's the difference? If anyway you're going to take your morning meal and you're going to bring the Shalosh Seudos, the Seudat Shlishit, from the zone 3 into zone 2, in order to get in your three meals before the end of zone 2, so why not bring in a second meal Friday night? If the people who are doing this approach, that are eating two meals in the morning, they're obviously following the Shitas HaTosfos. Because according to the Rambam, this whole thing doesn't hold water. According to the Rambam, you're wasting your time. According to the Rambam, you're not Yoytze. There's no Tashlumin going forward, backwards. This whole thing doesn't make any sense. Doesn't work. Obviously, you're following the Shitas HaTosfos that says that the Torah says in the Pasuk the word Hayom 3 times, which means 3 meals, figure it out. Somehow eat 3 meals during the day, it's your discretion. If you miss the Friday night meal, so have 3 meals during the day. Really? And that's why, Shalosh Shudas, you could have early in the morning. Wow, very interesting. So why not, so simple, have 2 meals Friday night. And that's easy to do. There's no tension. It's pleasurable. You have a meal, eat something light, and then you go out for a walk, go to Shalom Zohar, you go socialize. And then you come back, you sit down, you wash again, you eat a little bit more, you bench, relaxed. Great solution. So he presented the solution to, I don't remember who he said he presented to, and he was rejected. Benzifa. And the answer they all gave him was, interesting answer, they said, the Ikar Su'uda of Shabbos is Shabbos day. It's in la halacha. If a person has better food, you have a choice piece of meat, when should you eat it? Shabbos day or Friday night? Halacha, Shabbos day. Shabbos day, Friday night is the covered of Shabbos. The oinig of Shabbos, la halacha, is day. It's already a chiddush to go like Tosfos ad kedei kach, to bring one meal into the time slot of another meal. But to take the Shabbos morning meal, that's the ikur kovod of Shabbos. Chazal, they break this up. They break it very clearly. Friday night is honor. Shabbos day is kovod. There is a very important distinction between the two. To go so far and to take the Shabbos morning meal and bring it into the night, that it should be Suda number two. So now when you eat in the morning, the third in the morning, your shalosh, your third meal, that's already, you've gone too far. This is a very big problem. This is called Hagbalah. Rabbi wants to explain this to me. It's a very interesting concept. You see a lot of Elisha people, brilliant, brilliant people. They go too far.
Rabbi, why can't you say because of the Losh, the Torah says Hayom?
Hayom is the calendar day.
It's daylight, not night.
The problem is it says the word Hayom in the Pasuk three times, and one of those words is used for the night. It says the word Hayom three times.
Yeah.
And we use the repetition of the word Hayom three times, one meal at night, one meal by day, and one meal in the afternoon. So you see, the word Hayom doesn't mean a specific time when the sun is shining. It means the calendar day. So here's the problem. It's very interesting. There are people that are very, very brilliant, and they know everything. They know halacha, and if you know too much, it's dangerous, because if you know too much, you can manipulate halacha in a way where you totally miss the boat. Chazal tell us that in the times of Beis Hamikdash, in order to be admitted into the Sanhedrin, you were given an exam. And the exam was, prove to me 49 proofs that a sheretz is mutar ba'achila. I don't want to hear what it says in the Torah. I want you to explain to me, prove to me, argue before the Supreme Court, why is it that a sheretz is kosher? It's mutter to eat a sheretz. And the Talmidei Chacham would have to present powerful arguments to prove that it's mutter. Can you imagine? But it's not mutter, it's aser. The answer is, there's another dimension in Psak Halacha. There are the laws, the method, the technique, but hagbel es hohor viki dashtoi. The introduction to Matan Torah was the mitzvah of hagbola. Don't be an extremist. Don't know your boundaries. Knowledge is power, but sometimes it's too much power. And knowing too much, you can manipulate things that you can go way, way too far. There's a dimension in halacha that cannot be defined. It's a very complicated principle. It's really, really hard. Where do you draw the line? You find in the past there were very great people, very big Gedolei Yisrael, that they were discredited Because they just went too far. They did things that no one ever did before. And they said, I'm right. Yeah, you're right, but you're wrong. Why are they wrong? You can't define it. There are certain things you just can't define. This is a very good example of that concept. Here we have the Shita Satosis. All you need to do is eat. Okay, according to the Rambam, forget it. The Rambam, you have three zones. You don't mix and match. There's nothing to discuss. There's no way you can bring the third meal into the morning. Forget about it. The most you can do is eat peiros. Rav Moshe says, don't even bother doing that. You potel legamri. It's like Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. You potel legamri. But Tosfos, his shita is no. It says the word Hayom three times. Get in the day three meals one way or another. A normal person, he eats a meal at night, a meal in the morning, and a meal in the afternoon. But you know, you can make exceptions. If you're not feeling well Friday night, you can't eat. So no, the halacha demands that you make an exception and you should fit in the morning two meals. So shalashuris, no, we can't eat shalashuris in the afternoon. So no, let's bring it into the morning. No, okay. There's room to work with. Mishnah Brewer says that's what you should do. But to take the morning meal and push it up to the night, it doesn't say anywhere you can't do it. Doesn't say. But to the Gedolei Yisrael that he presented this to, he says, you're going too far. It works. It works. But you don't do this. The Iker meal is, the Iker Su'udah Shabbos is by day. To take the Shabbos morning meal and bring it to night, you're crossing the line of Kavod versus Oineg. You want to make an exception? This is not correct. Now, I'll give you another, now to illustrate this point, there's another point why there are people that are also very much misnagged to dividing your meal into two. Not like the Mishnah, but the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says divide it into two. The Mishnah Berurah wants to go with the Shittas HaTosfos, and you can squeeze in three meals. But there are other Rishonim that seem to say, what I'm gleaning from what I'm reading is, yeah, fine. We follow Tosfos. You can squeeze in three meals. When can you squeeze in three meals? On a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, you're not limited by the time 10 o'clock. I don't know what the Zman is. I didn't look up the Zman yet. Whatever the Zman, let's make believe for argument's sake the Zman is 10:30. Okay, I don't know whatever. Let's say 10:30, you can't eat chametz anymore. On a regular Shabbos, there's no 10:30 cutoff time. On a regular Shabbos, I daven kivosikin. I got up 6 o'clock. I went down kivosikin. I came home. It's 8 o'clock. Whatever it is, I ate my first meal. And now it's 11 o'clock. I'm hungry. Oh, you know what? Let me eat my shalashuris now. Oh, but it's not chatzos. Chatzos na? No, it's not chatzos. I ate my first meal 9 o'clock in the morning. I took a nap. I'm hungry now. I want 11:30. I want to eat another meal. Gezunt hate. Tosfos. Tosfos says there's no set zman to eat your meal. But what you're doing this Shabbos, erev Pesach shachal yos b'Shabbos, is not normal. This is not natural. This is bizarre. You're eating a meal. And in the middle of them, we're going to bench. Is this normal behavior? Is Judaism a religion of doing bizarre things? Is this normal behavior? We're going to bench. And then we're going to walk around the block. And then we're going to look at our watch to make sure enough time has passed. Is this normal? People look at us like we're crazy. And how did you divide the meal? We had for the first meal, salad and gefilte fish. And the second meal we had chalent and turkey roll. This is not normal. And the first meal, that's called the meal you had, that's the meal, normal meal. That's right. Tosfos says you can have three meals. On a regular Shabbos, you have three meals. On a regular Shabbos, there's no time constraints of 10:30. So you want to go eat the second meal at 11:30, and you ate your first meal at 7 o'clock. It goes on to 8. There's no time constraints. But this is not normal. This is what it's called, covered Shabbos. on Rav Shabbos? What have you made Judaism into? So there's a school of thought that really does not go for this. The Mishneh Berurah, and I can't derech the Mishneh Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim says to do it. And this is, I told you, this is the worldview. The worldview of the Chofetz Chaim is l'kayim divrei shneim. Rav Moshe is the extreme opposite. You're wasting your time even eating fruit in the afternoon. You're potter. It's Yom Kippur. The afternoon of Erev Pesach is Erev, is no different than Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos. You don't eat Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. You can't eat bread. You can't eat. You're done. You're potter. There is no chiv to begin with on the Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim says you can do it in the morning. Others, somewhere in the middle, you have some food in the afternoon. But even if you hold it, you can do it in the morning. There's another approach. Good, you can do it technically. No, technically, you can fit in the morning. But you're not mechuyev to do something that's strange. Yeah.
What would be wrong with eating matzah ashira?
When?
Shabbos.
No, you can. You're not allowed to eat egg matzah past the zman of achilas chometz. Soif zman achilas chometz. Halacha lemaisa, we treat egg matzah as chometz. You are allowed to possess it. You do not need to sell it to a non-Jew. You need not be concerned for crumbs. But you're not allowed to eat a kezayis of matzah ashira on Pesach. A healthy person is not a healthy adult. Children, choylim, zakenim, can eat egg matzah, but a healthy adult is not allowed. We are concerned for the opinions that hold. Adding to flour, any other liquid other than water, causes the flour to turn into chametz instantly. Okay, so we discussed last week. Last week we gave two shirim on this. All the, now we talk about shalashirs, all the different issues of shalashirs. So then I just want to just illustrate one more nothing halacha about the chilut and the Rambam and Tosfos. Interesting shaila. Everyone knows the halacha that if you forget to say ritzei in Birchas Hamazon, you are obligated to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. When? Friday night and Shabbos morning. Person for benches Birchas Hamazon, and you, by mistake, you omit Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu, and you don't say the Bracha L'Misha Shachach, you are obligated to repeat the Birchas Hamazon and say Ritzei. But if a person forgets to say Ritzei in Su'uda Shlishis, you do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Why? Because you're not obligated. The third meal does not have the same stringency as the first two meals. You don't have a technical obligation to eat bread. You can b'diavad fulfill the third meal with anything, with other foods. So because you're not required to eat bread, if you forget to say ritzei, you do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Now here is a very interesting question, which is very relevant every single Shabbos. What happens if you have your second, you come home from shul? What time do you eat your Suda Shabbos? I don't know, everyone is different. Let's say you daven in the regular shul, you daven 9 o'clock. So I would imagine you sit down to eat your Suda Shabbos about 12 o'clock. And so 12 o'clock, it depends on what time of the year. Chatzos is either 12:15 or 1:15, whatever, something like that. So let's say for argument, then you question when did you eat the bread. Let's make it very simple. You had a lot of Simcha is the Shabbos, and you went shul hopping from place to place, and you first sat down to wash at 1:30. Could you imagine such a thing? You first sat down to wash at 1:30, and you had a nice meal. It's now 2:30, and you're benching, and you forgot to say ritzei. What do you do? I would imagine every single person here would repeat the Birchas Hamazon in order to say ritzei. But according to the Rambam, you don't. You know why? Because the meal that you just ate was Shalosh Su'udos. Because according to the Rambam, each meal has its zone. And there's no overlap. There's a meal Friday night, a meal Shabbos morning, and a meal in the afternoon. The meal Friday night and Shabbos morning, you must eat bread. The meal in the afternoon, you don't eat bread. You don't need to eat bread. And if you miss the zman, ovar zmanoi, botel korbanoi. You miss the zman, so that means that you, if you start eating your meal after 1:15, after when during daylight savings time, guess what? What am I saying? I'm all mixed up. Whatever. You say after they change the clock, whatever it is, when you start, you miss your meal, you start, that's it. You're not eating a Shabbos morning meal. You're eating in the zone of Shalosh Seudos. You lose. So in Shalosh Seudos, you don't have to say Ritzei. B'diavet. You don't repeat the Birchas HaMazon. But according to Tosfos learns the Iker is squeeze in to the day three meals, whenever you want. Squeeze them in. If you don't need the Friday night meal, and let's say you woke up late, you woke up at 3 o'clock, squeeze in from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, squeeze in three meals. So the first meal, you're going to have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, the second meal, but not the third meal. So halacha l'maisa, we see from the way the Olam is noyeg, the fact is, the Olam is noyeg that they definitely start late many times, or their meal extends very late. And everyone follows the rule that if you forget to say Ritzei during the second meal, you do repeat the Birchas HaMazon. That's just a revelation that the Olam follows the sheet of Tosfos, that there really is no set time when to eat Shalosh Seudos. You can eat it anytime during the day. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah Berurah is right. If that's the halacha, you're repeating the Birchas HaMazon, if you've got Ritzei even in the afternoon for your second meal, so you can have your second meal early in the morning as well. What difference does it make? Have the early, the second before the Seudos Manachilas Chametz, your second meal. Now, there's one other issue I want to ask. This is a dilemma which I never got an answer to. And it's relevant to this bizarre question that this fellow asked. He asked these Gedolei Yisrael. He asked them, Rabbi Simcha Halder asked the Gedolei Yisrael, if anyway we're going to follow the Shizah Taisis, you can manipulate the Zmanim of the meal, why not eat two meals at night? You'll chop around, you're ready two meals, and that way, you know, it'll be so much easier. So they said to him, No. You've really gone way too far. You really fell off a cliff. You don't do that. That's already going too far. Here's the question I want to ask you. Can you have your three meals out of order? Let's step back on a regular Shabbos. Regular Shabbos, you go to shul, Friday night you have a meal. Come Shabbos, you finish davening. Davening is over. Oh, kiddush! They start bringing out the challah and the kugel and the cake. Alle gute Sachen. Kiddush! Wait a minute. I'm going to have a meal later on. I'm going home. I'm going to wash and have a meal with my family. And you know something? I'm not from the big people who go to Shalosh Seudos. I'm not that type of guy. I like just to go home and go to sleep or to read or whatever I want to go do. Can I eat at the kiddush now? With kavana, that the kiddush should be my shalosh seudos. Let this be my shalosh seudos. I want it to be. This question, I'll give you a real more practical question. They have so much food by the kiddush. Baruch Hashem, we live in affluent society. They have so much food by the kiddush. I don't know for the life of me what more you need to eat when you come home. You go to a kiddush. What do you want? A piece of cake. You have some soda. You have some fish and herring. And you have some kugel. And you have some challah. And then they probably have some, who knows what else they have. What do you need to eat already? I mean, come on already. What kind of society is this? You're going to go home now and you're going to wash and challah and another 10 courses? This is ridiculous. So, let's say You don't have to go home and eat. Let's say you're a bochor. Well, let's say your family went away for Shabbos and you're home alone. You know what? I'll eat the kiddush. I'm not going to wash. I don't want to wash. And then later in the afternoon, I'll daven mincha. And after mincha, they have in shul some bul kalach. They have shalashuris. And they sing askinu sudasa. And the rabbi says some Torah. That should be my second meal. in the afternoon, and let the food that I'm eating by the Kiddush be my Shalosh Seudos. For Shalosh Seudos, you don't have an obligation to wash, but you do have an obligation to wash for your second meal. So let me have my meals out of order. Can you do that? Can you have your three meals out of order? What would be a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if you forget what to say. If my shalosh seudos, what you have in the afternoon, is going to be my second meal, and I forget to say ritzei, I would have to repeat the aleh, the ritzei. Can you do that? Can you go and have meals out of order? So I didn't really get a good answer to this question. Yes, like some people, it seems not. It seems you have to go in order. You have to go in order, and until you wash a second time, you're still in the zone of number two. You've not yet reached number three. Anything that you do until you wash a second time, you're still in meal number two. But it's not 100% true. It may very well be that, according to Taisus at least, you need to have three meals. Two meals are primary meals, and the third meal is a secondary meal, a light meal. And that meal can be eaten when does not require bread. How far does that go? Does that allow me to go out of order and have meal number three before meal number two? L'may nafkamina, I want to reinstate Rabbi Simcha Hollander's question. Rabbi Simcha Hollander's question that he presented to the Gedolei Yisrael is all based on the premise that you cannot go out of order. And thus, he's presenting them with the question, let's have meal number one and meal number two at night. According to Tosfos, you have to squeeze in the day three meals. So let's squeeze in two meals at night. What does that mean? Meal number one and meal number two. And then Shabbos morning will be Shalosh Seudos. To that they said, you can't do that. You can't have meal number two at night. Prove it. I can't prove it, but it's not mistaver. It's just wrong. Meal number two is by day, period. Oh, but Tosfos says you just squeeze in three meals during, and you see you can squeeze in the Friday night meal by day. Okay, you can squeeze in the Friday night meal by day, but you can't go squeeze the day meal at night. But if you accept this chiddush, that you don't have to eat your three meals in order, you can eat the three meals out of order. So why can't we reinstate the question and say that Friday night we're going to have first a regular full meal. And then Friday night we'll have our Shalosh Seudos. We'll bring the rabbi. He'll say Shalosh Rishtayr. We'll sing Askinu Sudasa. Mizmor L'David. We'll have all the jokes and have all the leftovers. Have it Friday night. And then Shabbos morning, we'll have our Shabbos morning meal. And we're done. Why can't we take Tosfos? You need to squeeze in three meals and assume that you are allowed to eat your three meals out of order. And what's so terrible having the third meal at night? It's not a major meal. Well, obviously, no one has ever done this. Never heard this, never saw this. All different things, looking at the solution for this year. You never heard this idea of having two meals at night. You never heard it. Obviously, this is not acceptable. Must be because we accept that you have to go in order. Or even Shalosh Seudos, that's too much of a push to bring. You want to go out of order, but you can't go so much out of order to go take the third meal and bring it Friday night. So one of the points about Shalosh Seudos, this is a general principle in Shalosh Seudos. Chazal say it's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings us down Hilchos Shabbos. He says that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Seudos Shlishis with Torah, by learning Torah. You don't need to eat food. The question is, why do we need a Shalosh Seudos? Let everyone just sit down and say, Baruch Hinafshi.
Seuda, by definition, is eating.
But the Magen Avraham says you don't need. You can have the suda is Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim for 40 days. Lechem leyachalti, mayim leishasisi. He did not eat bread, but he how was he sustained? He was sustained through Torah. Luchu lachamu belachmi. Torah, hoy kol tzamei luchu lemayim. The mayim of Torah, the lechem. The Magen Avraham brings this down. The Magen Avraham says that you can be mekayim shalashus with Torah. So why tax? So here's what the basic answer. It's a very interesting idea. The third meal of Shabbos is fundamentally different than the first two meals. The first two meals of Shabbos, you have no choice. We accept the halacha, la halacha. Not everyone agrees to this, but la halacha, we accept that you must have bread. That's the end, that's finished. You don't have a choice. The third meal, according to the way it's described in the Poskim, it's not a meal of bread. It is a su'uda of oneg, of enjoyment. There has to be, not even a meal, there has to be a period of time in the afternoon where you take delight in Shabbos. How do you take delight in Shabbos? Well, some people, there are people out there who really enjoy learning. If you really have a tainug in learning, that's all that's needed. You don't have to have a meal. It has to be, that's why we're not makbi, you don't have to wash, even if you don't wash your yoytze, because it's not a matter of bread, it's a matter of having a tainug. Problem is, not everyone, let's be real, let's be honest, not everyone enjoys learning. Learning is an acquired skill. It's not a given. You open up a daf gemara, you're going to enjoy it. And you may be tired. Maybe generally you do enjoy, but today I'm just tired. It's been a long week. It's been a long day. I have things that bother me. I don't have the mind for it now. I'll read the words. I'll see what it says. But I don't have the time to really take delight in learning. And, you know, sometimes, so Lou, let's have some, what do you got in the closet? What's in the refrigerator? What do we have to eat over here? We have some fish. Nah, I don't want fish. You have some leftover kugel? Nah. You want some cake? Nah, not good for my diet. Lou, nibble on something. So you take something, you take some crackers, some tom-toms. Do you enjoy it? Not really. Why are you eating it? Shalashuddas. Guess what? You're not yoytze. You're not yoytze. Bread. Bread, you're yoytze, whether you enjoy it or not, because that is called oinig, even if you don't enjoy it. That's the exception to the rule. Eating bread, you are automatically being mekayim oinig Shabbos for the third meal, even if you don't like the bread, because just that's how it is. Your body gets satiation from bread, v'achalta v'savata. It's not your decision. If you're going to eat bread, you have fulfilled 100% the obligation of Oinik Shabbos, the third su'ud. But the third su'ud does give you an option of having Oinik, of substituting the bread for something that you sincerely can say gives you pleasure. Tremendous nafkamin, it's a chiddush. And that means if you enjoy a piece of cake, you really enjoy, you can't wait to eat this cheesecake or this devil dog, or okay, you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash because you have the oinig. If you really enjoy learning a daf gemara, that's it, you're done. The nature of the third meal is a very different type of meal. It's not a meal, bread, strict rules. First meal, the second meal, the third meal. Shalosh su'udos is a su'uda of oinig. Not everyone, unfortunately, due to the chaos of this world, has peace of mind where they can say, I enjoy anything. Unfortunately, we all know that's life. Everyone has a lot of tiredness, a lot of things going on. And you're not always in the frame of mind to have what's called tainug. So Chazal said, if you can't bring yourself to having tainug on Shabbos, So eat bread. That for sure will cover you. The mitzvah has been fulfilled. You've done your part. You've done a mitzvah to give cover to Hashem, to fill up your body with food that satiates. That's excellent. Erev Pesach Shachal Yois B'Shabbos. Who says you have to have bread? Who says you have to go? You have to have divide up the meal into two parts. Do these bizarre things to run around and go for a walk around the block. Me'ikar hadin, the third meal, doesn't need bread. The only reason why he needs bread is because, unfortunately, we are people that can't bring ourselves to a frame of mind of having real tainuk. But if you really could bring yourself to a frame of mind of having tainuk, then you yoytze lechatchila, the Magen Avraham, you yoytze with Torah. So it's not Erev Pesach Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. You know, who am I to say? But everyone to each his own. If a person knows there are certain things that he has tainik from, so he can fulfill that in the afternoon instead of doing some of these other things. Okay, so generally we spent almost the whole shiur. I really had a whole bunch of other things I wanted to do, but at least it was very important that we did this. We did just a review, recap in the Rashi Prakim. We learned today, we spent the last week two shiurim on the issue of of egg matzah versus chametz. Today we learned about the other major topic of Erev Pesach Shchal Yos B'Shabbos that relates to food, and that is what is one to do for shalosh seudos. And basically have a few options. Option number one is of Moshe's option. Nothing. There is no obligation this year whatsoever to eat the third meal. Because a meal is bread. A bread cannot be eaten in the afternoon under any condition. And therefore, it's no less than if Yom HaKippurim would fall out on Shabbos. You are exempt, period. You don't even need to eat fruit, nothing. And then there is then we get involved in the discussion, the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Tosfos. The Rambam holds each meal has its zone. So there's really nothing you can do. You cannot eat bread in the morning. The most you can do is eat fruit or eat other things in the afternoon. You want to say there's something called tashlumin. Just like if you missed the night meal, so you go into the morning, two meals, so you want to go, I can't do the afternoon, I'm going to go backwards. Okay, you want to do that? It's a chiddush because we have no makar that you can do tashlumin based on the future. Crystal ball tashlumin. Tashlumin is always the past. I lost out, let's make it up. There's no such thing as to plan ahead to miss and make it up in advance. Then we have the shit of Tosfos. Three meals a day. Three meals anytime you squeeze them in. That's what the Mishnah Berurah follows, and he says you should do. Squeeze in your two meals before the Sov Zman Achilas Chametz. By the way, you only have to finish eating. You do not have to bench. You can bench after the Zman. You only have to finish Me'ikar Hadin, the Chometz portion, or the Matzah, or the Egg Matzah portion by the Sov Zman Achila, and then you can continue eating past that Zman and bench after the Zman. Only the actual eating must be done before the Zman of Chometz or Egg Matzah, but everything else can be done after the Zman. You divide into two meals. You have a problem of a brocha shen tzricha, that's a very serious issue. The solution is, take a break. How long is the break? Some say 10 minutes, some say 20 minutes, some say half an hour, some say an hour. Some say you should also walk outside a little bit. Roya p'nei hashuk, that's the other solution. Then we mafalpel, what about this bizarre, and the whole machlekes, the lumdis of the Rambam and the Tosfos. And then we mafalpel with this very bizarre solution of having two meals at night. And that is thoroughly rejected. And we also have a foul pill in what having the shalishes out of order. That does not seem to be acceptable, such an idea. And the goal, of course, always to be normal. You always have to ask yourself, what does Hashem want from me? Many people in the world of halacha, they view it as a science. And they don't look at halacha, step back and say, is this really what Hashem wants me to do? Hashem really wants me to behave in such in a way that in the eyes of the world, this is outrageous? If in the eyes of the world, your behavior is absurd, then you have to step back and ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? There's an element in halacha of being normal. What does Hashem want from you? He really wants me to do this? Maybe he does. But to get a sense of if he really wants you to do it, look at other people's reaction. How do they see you, your behavior? And if they look at you as being strange, you know, that says something. There's something there to be said. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for coming and listening. Have a wonderful day. Yirtu Shem. See you later tomorrow. Zay Gazons.
Have a good day, everyone.
Have a good day, everybody.
Heshi Ogbaum, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Nice to see you. I do not have it in front of me, no.
Have a good day.
You have it in front of you?
No, not in front of me. I came across in Shabbat, in Shari Chilva.
Yeah.
It seems to say that you need egg matzahs definitely till chatzot, and in the strenuous circumstances, you can eat the whole thing.
Okay, I know, it's true. There is a sheet like that. But we don't. There is a sheet like that that says that b'dieved you can eat until chatzos. You can eat egg mats until chatzos. Yes, but it's not accepted. I mean, I don't think I accept it. You know.
This is the first time I saw it.
Yeah.